We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, Chuck and Winkler. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio.
Listen up, people!
On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. Good morning. Good morning. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman. Now, we don't know either. When do the Bucks play? I have no idea.
Yeah, it's the first thing I check these days when I get up. Yesterday morning, when I got up, checked. See, all right, Boston and Milwaukee, when are they going to play? Same thing this morning. Still do not know. Sounds like Boston's getting a little frustrated over there because they want to be able to adjust their practice schedule, want to know when they're flying in. You know, I mean, are they playing Saturday morning? Are they playing Sunday night? And, you know, because they want to get these guys back on the court.
Matt Velasquez from the Journal Sentinel, who will join us at 8 o'clock today, tweeted out yesterday. He says, yeah, I've been asked a lot about this schedule. I don't know, but here's what I do know. At the latest, round two is going to start by Monday. So it could start this weekend. The latest it will start, the latest game one will be Monday. Round two games could potentially be moved up to Saturday or Sunday, and he has no idea when the NBA will announce the schedule. Now, there was some rumbling and some people telling me that the TD Garden is also, because it's also served by the Bruins, they get first dibs on when they're going to schedule their series. Boston, they won. It was
Bruins.
Game seven. The
yeah.
Bruins. I don't care. But it's, you know, I'm being forced to care about the NHL right now because apparently that's one of the speculation things that that the Bruins are, they get first pick, and then that's game three and four. Why can't Milwaukee just set game one and two now? I have no idea.
Yeah, I also saw a report where out of Boston. Was reading last night that that Heath, one of the columnists there, thought that the word that he got that the NBA was waiting for some of these series to come to an end. This was before last night's game. All the games, three of the series came to an end last night. Waiting for some of those series to end to see what the great matchups, what the best matchups are for TV, best time slots and all that, and where to put everybody. They were waiting for everybody just to make sure some of those series were done. And then come out, and that maybe the latest we would know would be tomorrow morning.
That's fine. Just I wish the NBA would say that.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish they'd say, hey, you know, we're just waiting. I don't know. Would it, because this, whenever we need to know about a schedule, and this is going to happen during the baseball playoffs, should the Brewers get there, we'll talk about that in a moment. And then also, like, for years. Is that Packer game in 9 weeks going to get flexed, guys?
Yeah.
Ring, ring, ring. Hello, the fan. Yeah, is that Packer game at the end of December going to get flexed? I don't know. We'll know when we know. So with this one, there is a lot of interest. I think what people want is for one of these games to be this weekend. I think whether it's Saturday or Sunday, you want to be afforded more time to enjoy the downtown block, to enjoy just the spectacle of it all. And if the game is on Monday, you know, then maybe you got to take off or you got to go to work. And it's just kind of not the same. Saturday would be ideal because then everybody can get drunk.
Well, okay. But I mean, if there's... yeah, everybody's going to go get hammered this weekend because of the game. I don't think... Well, I think... here's what I think it is, Bart. I think it's going to be Saturday or Sunday. But there's going... I think people want to know because, because they got plans this weekend. You know, what are they going to do? If they got to, you know, if their kids in a hockey tournament or soccer tournament, how are they going to arrange, how are they going to buy tickets and rearrange for both of those things? If they got other plans going on, if they got to work on a weekend, you know, people work on weekends, how can they rearrange it? I think a lot of people are wondering, you know, because of a Saturday or Sunday, they got stuff going on and people work and other things going on. when is the game so they can rearrange their schedule.
Okay, maybe, that too.
And you think drinking plays a part in it too?
I think you have always discounted how much people like to drink during sports.
Well, okay, but I mean, I don't think people look at this and say, oh man, I got to see when I'm going to get drunk. I hope it's Saturday because I just want to tie one on for this game.
Let me read you a text I had with my buddy that lives in Fondy. He says, when do you think the games will start? I said, I don't know, maybe Saturday. I hope they start Saturday. I'd like to come down and check out that garden area and get ripped up.
Okay, well, I'm sure there's guys like that. But I think mostly people are trying to figure out how they can fit this game into their schedule.
I said, what about Sunday? Would you come down Sunday? I don't want to get drunk on Sunday. I'd have to work the next day. Saturday would be great. Drinks emoji, basketball emoji, deer emoji.
Yeah.
Eggplant emoji.
Yeah, okay.
What kind of plans does this guy have with me?
I just, I think people are looking at it like Shannon wanted to got a ticket for the game, but she's trying to say, okay, I got class on Saturday. Is this game going to be at noon? Because then I'm going to be screwed. Is it going to, if it's 2 o'clock, I'm fine. May have to work. How am I going to work that out? My sister's coming to town. You know, I want to be able to see her. I mean, I think there's a lot of other factors that go into this too, because it's a weekend. You know, people got stuff going on, and then you know, right now we've known for well over 24
people
hours.
Have stuff going on. You're saying like everyone's got everything they ever do on the weekends this weekend.
Well, it's like every weekend. People are busy. I mean,
are they? Who's busy on the weekends?
Bart, not everybody is single.
I go home a Friday night.
Yes.
I don't leave until Monday.
Yes, but I think you're in, you know, you got a very lucky lifestyle. You don't have any, you don't have anything going on. Not everybody can afford to go home and just hang out on the couch and watch sports all weekend. Like me.
Well, that's my job.
Well, I know, but not everybody can do that, even in this industry. Like me, my kid might be playing in a soccer tournament on a weekend or a hockey tournament in a weekend. You know, I got to drive all the way up to Oshkosh, or got to go to Appleton or Fond du Lac and watch hockey. And luckily for the phone, maybe to watch a game on TV. I've had a Brewer game on TV while I'm watching my kid play hockey. But I think there's a lot of that stuff going on, too.
I'm working on putting up a poll on our Twitter account. Do you get drunk while watching sports? Because we've sort of dived into that a lot together. Because when I go to these Packer road trips, I tell you,
yeah,
I just love to get hammered at the game. And you say, well, why don't you? You got to study the game. You got to. I'm not going there to be a reporter.
No, but I think though, here's the if I'm going to a game, if I'm going to concert, of course I like
game
to drink.
Game one of the NLDS, we had that whole fight the next day because it was reported that I passed out during the game.
You don't remember some things of it.
And I missed a play because I was in line to get a beer.
But if that's you, that's fine. If you want to go get smashed and go to a game and that's your way of going to a game or a concert or whatever, that's fine. But I want to be able to, if I'm going to go to game 7 of the Brewers and Dodgers, all right, I want to be able to see the game without being drunk and, well, maybe that last year, Game 7 was forgettable, but I want to be able to see the game.
I got hammered during Game 7.
Okay, I know.
And I called the post-game show.
Called the post-game show and almost got yourself fired because of being on the show. And the guys on the post-game show were like, what the hell was that?
Well, okay, nobody was mad enough, and I was mad.
Well, you know what? I think...
it's okay to be mad.
Yeah, but... Yeah, I mean, if you want to go drink and get drunk and you waste it, I'm not saying you're not the only one, but I think everybody's different. I'm not going to, I want to be able to watch the games, and sure, but if I'm going to a concert, okay, I don't want to get so smashed I don't remember the concert.
All right, I tweeted at 105.7 FM, The Fan, do you get drunk while watching sports? Beer emoji is one answer, and then like a circle with an X through it is another emoji. Answer. So those are your choices. 799-1250. Might as well start here. What's up, Tim in Fredonia?
Hi, Tim.
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Hey, Tim.
Got a good signal this morning?
Oh, you sound good. You know, we're making a decision here. All bad phone lines are going to get dumped.
Yeah.
Holy balls.
Yeah, so nice. Good phone line so far.
Holy balls indeed.
Yeah, how are you, man?
I'm good. Good guys. You know what? I don't get hammered. No, especially if you go to the games. Number one, you got to piss all the time. Number two, it costs you $1 million to drink at the stadium. You know, a beer's 11 bones or 9 bones at Miller Park, 11 at Fiserv. And number three, the lines are long. And I don't even get hammered at home, guys. I may have a 16-ounce aluminum pint or something. But other than that, I don't, because I like to concentrate too much. And you start getting hammered. And how the hell can you concentrate on the game when you're running to take a piss all the time?
That's just the pee thing is a very good point. Because that is usually the killer to the experience. To me, that's why I always buy aisle seats.
See, I think this is an age thing too. I think Timmy
You're
and
right,
I,
Chuck.
Right? It's an age thing. I think maybe guys in our age group want to watch a game. I think maybe Bart's, they're fine. You know,
that's because baby boomers have ruined this world so much that the only way us millennials can get through it is by getting toasted.
Yeah, enjoy life.
Thing about it, guys, is you younger guys got pressure too. Chuck, we got no pressure. It takes us forever to take a piss, so we got to stand there and hopefully have your phone in your other hand and why watch the game, because you're going to be missing a lot.
Well, I need somewhere to put my phone if I'm going to take a leak, man. I'm a two-handed guy.
See you later.
You know,
But two-handed guy.
No, but going to the bathroom. I got up twice in the middle of the night last night to go to the bathroom. But if I'm out, I can't, when I go golf, like when I go golfing, I can't drink, and some guys do, I can't drink and golf. I have enough problems just golfing when I'm, just have a five-hour energy. But some guys will just, you see these outings, not necessarily our outing, but I mean, at Camelot, there'll be some golf outings, and these people will be out there just hammered away, and they'll just ruin the golf course, and they'll be smashing carts, and the carts will come back, and they're an absolute mess because they were drinking all day. But that's income coming in.
Yeah.
That's income coming into the and golf clubs.
What do you think the Bucks want? You think the Bucks want the game on a Monday, or do you think they want it on a Saturday?
Oh, they want it on
what
a Saturday.
What do you think Punch Drunk Social wants?
Oh, they want. Well, they want Saturday to bring people in.
And, what do you think you know what though? Milwaukee wants.
Oh, of course they
what do you
want
think the cab drivers.
Of course
want?
They want Saturday.
Yeah,
for people going out to eat, people going out and drinking, and all. Of course they. You know, ideally, I think.
What do you think station party man Billy Schmidt wants?
I bet you 4 o'clock on a Saturday would be ideal for them. Because people can go out and pregame, postgame,
and
4 o'clock would be great. The worst Sunday night at 7 o'clock, that would be the absolute worst. So I go downtown in Milwaukee at 10 o'clock on a Sunday night. Nothing there.
No,
nothing going on. But yeah, absolutely, of course. Although Monday night, look at that. All those people who are down at the plaza on Monday night. But if that was a Saturday, you have twice the crowd?
Four times the crowd.
Oh, without a doubt, of course they want it on a Saturday. I'm just saying, I don't think everybody, because you put that out there, I don't think everybody wants the game on a Saturday so they can go out and get smashed for the game.
Very early poll results. Do you get drunk while watching sports? 31% say yes.
Yeah.
69, nice, say no.
And I think some of that has to do with...
At 105.7 FM, the fan on Twitter to vote.
Again, this might be a millennial thing. I think more millennials tweet and use social media than maybe guys my age.
Well, right now, it's no. Right now, more people are saying no.
Yeah. Well,
so,
still.
That theory is...
Yeah.
People are saying no. Anyway, that's how we started the show today. We're going to do Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything, 8:45.
Today's Wednesday already.
It is a Wednesday, so tweet us at 105.7FM, the fan. Use the hashtag AskCW and ask us anything you want. Anything you want about sports or about movies. I don't know. Chicks, whatever. Anything you want to ask us at 105.7FM, the fan, on Twitter, and we'll answer those at 8:48. Coming up, all right, it's Brewers time.
God, they're terrible these days.
We're just kind of put that one off there. Yeah. But this is not an enjoyable team to watch at this point. We'll say, and we'll figure out with you guys, are there concerns, or is it too early to even be worried? We'll do that next. The Brew Crew Review straight ahead.
Now, it's Chuck and Winkler's Brew Crew Review, brought to you by Bofording Beer. Bofording is Milwaukee's smooth drinking import.
Try it at your nearest Total Wine location. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. We were talking last segment about drinking during sporting events, and do you do it when you're watching the games? And I think one of the reasons not to be would be because you're not then as... You're maybe a little more distracted, okay? So you're not paying as much attention. Last night, while I did not drink during the game, I was a little distracted. My wife and I, she made dinner, had a good dinner. We threw on an episode of Veep, so we were watching some TV, and I had the Brewer game on my phone as we were watching TV on the big TV there. So, okay, I see Grandal at the plate, third inning. They walk Yelich to get to Grandal. He strikes out, whatever. Fifth inning, I see Manny Pena make a nice catch at the backstop, and I'm thinking, oh, that's weird. They brought in Pena already for Grandal. And then I'm like, wait a minute, that sounds weird. So I looked at the box score, and I don't know. I wasn't paying super much attention in the first few innings, but Grandal and Pena were both in. Yasmani Grandal at first base. How about that? It's April 23rd, and the first base problems are so ripe that Yasmani Grandal, your big catcher signing, is playing first.
So they actually think that, I mean, by roundabout here, Manny Pena is a better offensive player right now than either option that they have at first base with Thames and Aguilar, because Pena caught and then he put Grandal over at first base. So they're going to try that option right now to see, because Aguilar can't get out of his own way. And Thames, been good at a pinch hitter role, but once he starts... Although he drew a walk there in the ninth inning.
Yeah, so the results were Thames pinch hit for Perez in the ninth, walked. Pena was 0-for-3, and Grandal was 0-for-4.
Yeah, so ninth inning last night, they had something going. They had something going, and, you know, that reliever for the Cardinals.
Hicks.
They got him on that homestand, two homestands ago. Jordan Hicks, they got to him, and... So they're facing him in the ninth inning. Shaw leads off with a home run, cuts it to 4-3. Then Thames draws a walk on a 3-2 pitch, a tight 3-2 pitch, but he draws the walk. And I think, okay, man at first, nobody out. Gamble pinch hit for Pena. Gamble goes down and strikes. And then the looping line drive double play ball with the second and throws Thames out at first. Boom, boom. Game over just like that.
We put the one poll up last segment. Do you get drunk while watching sports? It's actually got a little tighter. 55% of people say no, and 45% of people say yes. I put a poll up last night on my Twitter account. Chuck's at Chuck Freeman. Ryan Horvath's at Ryan Horvath here, and I'm at Winks Thinks. I just put Brewers, and the two choices were it's too early or every game matters. And you have to pick one. And a lot of people responded with both. Both are true, both. But I don't think so. I think that we need to pick one. Every time that we approach a Brewers topic, and we have put many times in this month, our station, whether it's our show, Bill's show, or the big show, what's your level of concern after this? How important was this series? What's the biggest worry right now you have with the Brewers? Just topics to get you to talk a little Brewers with us, maybe pull out some interaction. I mean, it's pretty simple stuff. We want to know how you feel about the Brewers, and instead of just saying, how do you feel about the Brewers, we try to narrow it down a little bit. Pretty simple stuff. But most of the time, the main answer that comes back, or that has come back in the last 4 weeks, is, it's April. Guys, it's April. If I got to hear it's April one more time, it's too early. It's too early. All right, so May, do these games matter? May 5th? June, like, when do the games start to matter? If you're worried about games and you're freaking out about the bullpen or you're freaking out about first base and you say the Brewers only won the division by one game last year, every game matters, then you can't turn around and say, guys, are you worried about first base? Chuck, Charlie, Bart, Winks, it's too early. So what is it? Does every game matter, or is it just too early to draw any viable conclusion about this team? And both are true is not an acceptable answer today.
Yeah. No, I just think every game. I look at every game because I believe in the old Sparky Anderson theory, the former Reds and Tiger manager. He used to say, the more games you win in April, the less you got to win in September. Although I remember the team streak with that Easter Sunday game, that team got off to a 20-3 start and didn't make the postseason because they lost like 13 in a row in May and gave it all back. But yeah, I just think, I'm watching every one of these games, Bart, like it means something. Like last night in the eighth inning, Wilson's giving up those runs and a 2-2 tie. Yeah, I think everyone. Because you don't want to have to get in September where, like the Brewers last year, they got in September and they're having to win 7 in a row to finish off the season just to win the division. You don't want to put yourself in that position and be 4 or 5 games out in September. You win these games now. You want to play from out in front. So that's the way I kind of look about it. You?
I think that they need to get better, and I think that every game matters. I think that it's too early. While I get it, baseball is a very long season, and sometimes we do lose track of that. And there's going to be losses where it feels like the end of the world. But at the end of the day, it is just one loss of 162 games. And the old adage is every team wins 60, every team loses 60. It's what you do in the middle there that's going to be the difference maker. The way the Brewers are playing right now is concerning because the starters, they've already gone to 2 replacements with their starting rotation. The bullpen does not look good. The offense, Travis Shaw, 3 home runs last 2 nights, so he's kind of got it turned around. But you had to play Yasmani Grandal at first yesterday, not because they can say it's because of his hot bat. It's more because Aguilar and Thames are giving you
terrible
nothing. And so there are a lot of problems that this Brewers team is facing right now, plus the fact that that magic they had throughout 2018 doesn't seem to be there. The Cardinals are the team you're losing to. I know the schedule's been tough. The Cubs are back on track. All right, so sure, it is April on the calendar, but all these games matter just as much as they're going to in September. So I would say every game matters. 63% of you guys say every game matters. 37% say it's too early. I'll retweet that here on The Fan so you guys can vote on that as well at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Let's go out to Tim in Cedarburg. It's our Brew Crew Review. They lose last night, final 4-3, 414-799-1250. Tim's up. What's up, Tim?
Hey, Tim.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Yeah, yes, of course every game matters. But, I'm not in a panic mode. They probably, like I was saying, you had a pitching. You're talking about 2 replacements. I'm pretty sure they planned on that. You had 4 young pitchers. I think if 2 to 4 work out, let's say, they're going to be sitting pretty good next year. I know we're not worried about next year. They're going for it this year. But let's talk a little bit about the bats. Look at those averages. You can talk all you want about the pitching. Davies, when he left, I know he didn't pitch 5, but he left. He gave up 2 runs. The sticks are an issue here. You got Kane and Yelich. Is Kane over 300 after that?
He's 274.
Yeah, I know. Kane is what?
Kane's batting 274.
Oh, okay. Which is respectable, but not, it should be, I'd like to be a little higher. And after that, Braun, 204, 220, 215. I know Shaw had his 3 homers. What was he batting? 220?
198.
198, okay, I'm giving them all.
And he's been on a roll to get to 198.
Right. So, there we go. I said, and who am I here? I'm driving to work. But I said if they're 3 to 5 over by the end of this series, I think that would have been extremely acceptable for everyone, even the boys in the front office. But, of course, they're not going to be. When he was on the TV, Stearns, when they were 12-7, he didn't say exactly that, but he said he was really happy. That was 5 over with that kind of schedule. The Cardinals are picked by a lot of people to win that division. The Dodgers are picked to be up there. The Cubs, like you said, are getting hot. They're picked to be up there. I hope they win today. Then you're going to be 1 over. That's an extremely tough schedule. So I'm not in a panic. Of course, there's a little concern. But let's not hammer these pitchers too hard. Let's look at those batting averages a little bit. But I am not concerned. I mean, a little concerned, but not a lot concerned.
Yeah. Bart, last night I put it
thanks for the call, Tim.
On Twitter. I said, what's going on? The offense has been terrible. And some guy came at the offense has been just fine. They're averaging 5 runs a game. Well, they've scored 3 runs or less in four times in the last week. And
I read that exchange between you and him. Yeah. That guy sucks.
Yeah. The you look at the
offense, guy.
He's come at you too.
He's the worst.
Oh, that guy. Okay. Well, I mean, look at the batting average. It speaks for itself. I mean, some of these guys are just struggling. To say the offense is not a problem, like that caller just said. All right, Tim said, right on, man. The offense is a problem. There's a lot of problems going on with this
but
team.
We started the call starting about pitching, and then we were talking about the offense, and you could go all over the board here. I mean, defensively, they haven't been great. The other night, Ryan Braun dropping that pop fly led to a seven-run inning.
Although they went 12 straight games without an error.
True.
They went 12 straight games without an error.
That is true. Good point.
They had a nice little run there. I think they set a franchise record. But, you know, I mean, just
never runners. Let stats get in the way of a good argument.
Hey, that's what Adam McKelvey took me to task on batting average. I'm sticking with that one.
The NL Central standings as of now, your Brewers, well, it's going to take a minute to get to them. The Cardinals are 14-9 now, so with the win, they're in first place in the NL Central. The Pirates are 12-9. They're a game back. Cubs are 11-10. Cubs have won 8 of their last 10.
I know, amazing. How are the Cubs 11-10? I felt like prior to this last week, they lost every time. I mean, they just would lose.
Yeah, their starting pitching really turned it around last week. Yeah. They're 2 back. The Brewers also 2 back, 13-12, tied for 3rd. And actually consider them 4th based on winning percentage. The Reds 4.5 back. So it's the Cardinals. Pirates are 1 behind. Cubs and the crew both 2 back. And the Reds, they trail by 4.5 there. Those are your NL Central standings.
Bart, I think this division is the best in baseball. That's why you got off at an 8-2 start, and you got to be playing over 500 baseball. If you're 13-12, the Cardinals at 14-9 look like they're ready to take off a little bit.
Yeah, that's
same with the Cubs. And same with the Cubs. And you know, those are the two heavy hitters in the division. You don't want to fall behind those guys.
Hopefully you can get the Cardinals back today, at least salvage the series. It's Jalicia Seen against Adam Wainwright, 12:15 first pitch. We'll have the lineups for you before the end of the show. They'll have an off day then tomorrow in the Mets this weekend at Citi Field. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. More on the crew and the game last night and where the problems are and how you feel about them. 414-799-1250. We are served up by Perkins right here on The Fan.
Flash.
I think you combine a couple factors. I mean, I don't think we're clicking on all cylinders. You know, some things aren't falling our way. We're in a tough part of our schedule, I think. And so, these wins are tough to come by, and we got to earn them. Collectively, we have to do a little bit more.
That's great counsel after the game last night. Brewers fall to the Redbirds. See, they're actually called the Cardinals, but when I call them the Redbirds, I sound cooler. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. Coming up, Ross Tucker, one of our Radio.com sports insiders. We'll talk some NFL draft with him in about 20 minutes. We will talk to Matt Velasquez about the Bucks. Still don't know when game one is. He'll join us from the Journal Sentinel at 8 o'clock. Ask us anything, 845. Tweet us your questions at 1057 FM The Fan. Use the hashtag AskCW. So the Brewers lose again last night. Just ran through the NL Central standings. This is not a first-place baseball team right now. Actually, if you want to get technical, they're a fourth-place team. Now, the season is early, yes, and the standings are tight, sure. But there's enough there. And they've got a winning record. We know all this. And so that's why we're asking you. If you have to pick a lane here. It's early or every game matters. Because I think you have to pick one or the other. I just because problems emerge in April doesn't mean that they're not issues. I mean, Jesus Aguilar, was he just going to be good again in May? Is that how it works? The bullpen, these aging relievers, they're just going to figure it out in May because the calendar turns? No, if you have an issue with the team, doesn't matter what time of the year it is, you should want to address that issue. But I think a lot of people this year are trying to like act cool and say, it's early, guys, it's early, because in the back of your head, you think, well, I saw it last year. I saw the Brewers miraculously win some of these games. I'll just have faith and I'll be rewarded. And I don't know if that's, I don't know if you could do that.
Oh, no, man. You can't expect it to do what they did last year and just go out and have a great September and win the division in game 163. And, you know, Yelich has been basically carrying him. Yeah, I mean, he had 0 for 2, 2 Ks. He's been destroying St. Louis. I mean, he's been so good. He's, what has he got, 8 homers against those guys?
I mean, none on the road, though.
No, not on the road. Not on the road. Yeah,
some,
how about that?
Chicago radio stations have been accusing Yelich of having somebody in the stands at Miller Park to help him steal signs.
Really?
FYI.
Oh. So that's where they're at?
FYI.
Okay. So somebody from the Cubs probably floated that to somebody on said radio station.
Yeah, Chris Bosio from Beyond the Grave.
Yeah. Okay. But Yelich is not going to be, I mean, he's had a great first half of the season, but he's going to level off. He wasn't going to hit 360 all season.
You don't have him for 90 home runs?
Well, I mean, if he did, phenomenal. I mean, he's going to have a good year, but he's not going to keep up that pace where he's driving all the runs. Grindahl wasn't going to hit 360. But you kind of hope that Travis Shaw, same thing with him. But Aguilar, I mean, look at that, 138. Or whatever it was going into the weekend. Yeah. How long can you live with that bat in the lineup?
Well, that's the thing, because if you figure it's early, they'll figure it out. If you say it's early, Braun will hit 250 at least instead of 210. It's early. Shaw will hit 270 instead of 198. It's early. Zeus will hit 260 instead of 134. The more time that you give them to figure it out, the more that you're losing games. And yes, the schedule's been tough, but you're losing games against your division opponents.
But is that where we are with Ryan Braun, where 250 is good for him?
Chuck, I just threw out arbitrary numbers.
No, I'm just saying, but is this where we are with Ryan Braun? I mean, that might be real. I mean, is 250, is that where we are with Braun, that if he hits 250,
I guess I'd like Braun to hit 280.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, but that it might, maybe his 280 days might be done. Maybe 250 is where the high point for him, and hit us 22 homers and, you know, play some decent defense out there.
Maybe I know that's a lot of people want to check Braun's pulse and say he's dead. I'm not there yet.
Yeah, 210.
He's my guy.
Yeah, I mean, I like Braun. And every time Braun goes to the plate, I still feel something good is going to happen.
414-799-1250. So is it too early, or every game matters? Basically, we're asking, mm-hmm. Is it okay to be concerned?
Yeah.
Can we ask the fans here if it's okay to be concerned? We put that up on Facebook. Ryan says, nope, guys, it's only April. R-E-L-A-X.
Ben Gamble off the bench is hitting 230.
You know what? That's why I don't like Rodgers. That's where it turned for me. When he said R-E-L-A-X, because now everybody uses that. That's why I don't. Yeah. That's why I get mad at him. I do like Rodgers, but I hate R-E-L-A-X.
That was the Detroit game? 2013,
2014. R-E-L-A-X. And then the other voice in the background is like, Duke's in Brookfield. What's up, Duke?
Hey, Duke.
Hey, guys. Hey, you know, I'm just looking at the, you guys have listed off the standings, and the Brewers have played 25 games, doesn't play 21. I think there's a big difference there. You know, the Brewers have only had, I think, a day off so far this year. So they're scraping around right now. They've taken a couple hits. I would like to see the Brewers go back to how they finished last year in the bullpen. I would like to see them put Burns, bring him back up and put him in that short role that he was in last year. I would like to see Woodruff back in the exact same role he was in last year. Just because they thrived in those roles didn't mean that they were going to automatically be great starters or really be starters in a pennant race kind of season like you're in this year. Junior Guerra, to me, is probably, even though he's pitched very well out of the bullpen, he's probably more dependable as a starter than either one of those young guys. I'd probably go with him back in the rotation, Anderson in the rotation, and they're going to have to go out and get somebody, whether it's going to be a Gio, who I was told was released.
By the Yankees, yeah.
And he only signed for $3 million anyway, and at this point, you probably don't even have to pay him that. That's a drop in the bucket. But I really think those young guys thrived in that short relief role. You go one time around the order, they go in there and they bang those fastballs and sliders in there. they were untouchable in those roles. I'm going to go right back with that and figure out something else in the rotation. And I think Garrett can handle that again without any problem. Anderson would be fine. That's what I would do.
Yeah, not a bad suggestion. I mean, that would be giving up on two guys who you projected to be starters. I mean, they've said all along, Bart, those two guys, Burns and Woodruff, were going to be starters for those guys. Those guys are starters. Those guys are going to be future starters on this team. I mean, it would be better for the team if they went to the bullpen and helped out the bullpen. Because other than Hader, you feel good when Alex Wilson comes to the game, or even Wilkerson, although he pitched nice in relief like last week, but then he got hammered the other day. Alex Claudio looked good last night, but he's had problems with control. Jacob Barnes, I'd never feel good about. Matt Albers pitched well last night, but I just, you don't know what you're going to get from him.
What are they doing with Jeffress?
Bringing him along slowly, it sounds.
I mean, I know they're going to work him back, but you have high leverage situations last night. Give me Jeffress.
Well, I feel, though, they don't feel his fastball is quite where it is. Now, it's starting to climb a little bit, but his fastball and his location, that they trust him just yet, that he's all the way back.
Well, then if he's not ready to throw high leverage in the big leagues, keep him in San Antonio.
Well, but I feel, though, they you know, in non, you know, a sixth inning, in certain situations, that they'll bring him in. But I don't think they want to bring him in the eighth and ninth inning just yet. But still, Jeffress is better than some of these other guys. I trust him more than, I mean, when Jacob Barnes is out there, how good do you feel when he comes into the game? Not very.
No, I'd rather throw a guy who I know has done it and see if he can do it again rather than see Alex Wilson go out there and make a mistake.
No, I'm not saying you're wrong. I think that's how they feel. They don't think Jeffress, with what he's got on his fastball right now and the movement, is although he's pitched well. I think he's pitched well since he's gotten a limited amount of time.
Three appearances, he's given up nothing.
Yeah.
He's walked a couple guys, no hits.
Plus, Jeremy's my guy, man. I
know.
Him.
You guys are bros.
I like Jeremy.
I know you do. Mark's in Bayview. I'm actually a little jealous of your friendship, and I'm not kidding or being facetious. I'm for real.
I like Jeffrey.
Mark is in Bayview. What's up, Mark?
Good morning, gentlemen. I've got a question. What is your take on Ed Cedar blowing another windmill last night, sending Yelich home when obviously Yelich was going to get tagged at home? He did that one other time earlier this season with Arcia when Yelich was at the plate, and I believe Loke was on second, and he should have just held everybody because right after that, Yelich ended up getting a homer. So just wondering if Ed Cedar is past his prime.
So in other words, you think that he's so old at 55 that he can't send guys home anymore? I think
I think he's getting a little too excited at third base.
Well, here's the thing. I think as a third base coach, you're going to make errors. They all do. And then, of course, when you make an error at third base, you're going to look like an idiot. But he's not any worse than any other guy over at third base that I see around baseball.
I'm going to make like a politician and not – I'm going to give the allure of answering the question, but I'm going to deflect to a different question. I'm going to say, you know, Ed Cedar's just one of the many coaches on this team. The issue that I'm thinking about and the issue that voters should care about in this upcoming election is the loss of Derek Johnson and the loss of – who was the other guy? Lee Tunnell. Derek Johnson. You see what Derek Johnson and Sonny Gray are doing in Cincinnati? Oh, Bart's so stupid for wanting Sonny Gray. Now Sonny Gray's doing very well. He's got a 2.6 ERA or something.
It's early.
With Derek Johnson. It's early. It's too early. Yeah, and I think that they're coming along there, and that's a big problem too. Yasmani Grandal with a new pitching staff to work with. That's been an issue. He talked to Adam McKelvey yesterday. And we are going to bring you some of what he said momentarily here, because there are concerns, and they know there's concerns, but the Brewers may be a little more optimistic than some of us. More on the Brewers, 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Adam says, come on, the fan, enough with the Bucks and Brewers. Tomorrow's NFL draft day. Okay, that's got to be a troll. Nobody's asked for more NFL in 15 years of this station.
Yeah. We'll definitely get to that.
We've got Ross Tucker coming up.
Well, nonstop draft coverage on Friday.
At 7.
How about that?
If you want to talk some football, we do have one of the best coming up in about 10 minutes. Hey, speaking of the best, I want to tell you about Harry's Razors and their other fine products. The average guy spends 3,000 hours of his lifetime shaving. And not only that, How much time do you spend trying to find a razor? How much time have you spent saying, oh, crap, I need to shave. I'll just go to the drugstore quick. I'm not spending that much on a razor. Why are these locked up anyway? Oh, just give me the cheapest one. Oh, those are still $15. Okay. And then you go home, scratch, 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 bleed, bleed, bleed. I mean, that's no good. Go with Harry's. These are two guys that founded this company. They were tired of getting razors that didn't get the job done, and they were also tired of paying too much. Now, why were people paying too much for razors? For the longest time, it was because razor companies were enhancing their product, or at least that's what they wanted you to think. They were just in kind of like an arms race of what can we make the most fancy by and completely ignoring the blade, just making the handles look like spaceships. The vibrating heads, the handles that look like sci-fi movie props. For Harry's, it's all about getting a simple, clean design with quality, durable blades at a fair price. So check this out. Join the 10 million plus people who've already jumped on board. Harry's has a special offer for you guys. New customers get $5 off a trial set from Harry's. Go to harrys.com and use the code BART. Harry's.com, use the code BART. You'll get a razor, a weighted handle, a foaming shave gel, and then the travel cover. You get that all for $3, and the shipping is free when you go to harrys.com and use the code BART. 10 million plus have done this. Join the millions and millions of guys who have already tried Harry's. Go to harrys.com, type in the code BART to claim your offer. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries on an Ask Chuck and Winkler Anything Wednesday. Tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan, use the hashtag AskCW. Your questions get asked at 8:45. Ross Tucker will join us. Talk some NFL draft in about 9 minutes. Talking Brewers with you guys. They lose 4-3 last night. 13-12. 13-12 is their record. Let's get out before we do anything else. We got to reset the whole table. Talk to our boy Rick in Oshkosh. Rick, long time. How are you?
Yeah,
Richard.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for taking my phone call, guys. I need to. There's three parts to this equation here. First of the offense, I'm starting to hate home runs.
You hate home runs?
You do.
I hate home runs because they're not putting together a bunch of hits to score any runs. They're hitting home runs without anybody on base. I mean, once in a while, Braun will hit one with two men on. Everybody else has solo shots the last two nights. Now
that's the way baseball's going. That's the way baseball's going, though. The launch angle.
The offense last year, their approach was totally different with Darnell Cole as their hitting coach than it is with this guy, whoever he is. Okay, so they need to check. You know, they need to sit down and look at themselves. Okay, the second part of the equation is the bullpen has been giving it up. They only gave up two runs last night, but that was two runs too many. And the night before, they gave up a bunch, and last week in L.A., they gave up a bunch, both the Angels and the Dodgers.
We're letting you go here.
Yeah, we heard you didn't want us to be mean to you. So
you say we interrupt you when you come on the show, so we're letting you in.
All right.
Do you subconsciously want us to be mean to you?
Okay, no. When they lost Corey Knebel, they never replaced him. Josh Hader's not a closer. I'm sorry, he's not a closer. He doesn't have the attitude.
Josh Hader doesn't have the attitude?
He doesn't have the stuff. First of all, he needs a third pitch. Secondly,
Josh Hader doesn't have
fastball
the stuff.
Right down the middle says, hit me. I saw three home runs that he's doing up. Says, hit me all over it.
Did you see how great he was last year closing out some games? He would go two
last
innings.
Year.
So what about the five year. Saves he opened the season with?
Yeah.
They still need a second closer when he's down. When he's down, they have nobody to bring in.
Now, here's what I think. They need a second guy next to Hader. If Hader's going to close out the ninth inning, they need a strong eighth inning guy. They don't have that right now.
Well, they don't have that at all. And the third comment is that Zach Davies was far enough to win, but he had one inning or two innings where he had to throw too many pitches.
Rick, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I want you, can you like rank like God, family, health, Brewers? Like where's Brewers in terms of importance in your life? Is it above God?
No. God, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit are number one.
Okay, God's first. Mm-hmm. Is family
I don't
or
have
Brewers?
Families. My family's my jobs and my work is my family. I don't know where
you're
my
probably
family
a better person because of that too.
So family's off the table. Family's
family's off. The family's my. It's being able to take care of myself at 64 years old the rest of my life, and I am no help for my family.
All right, so screw family.
Yeah.
Damn right.
That's right.
All right, so it's God and then Brewers?
Brewers and Bucks.
Okay. Are Brewers ahead of Bucks?
Bucks. But I'm just saying that they need to pick up some open help.
So why don't we pray on it together? We should pray on it.
Well, you didn't pray by yourself. I pray every day when I watch these guys.
Dear Lord,
buddy,
and
you do not like Josh Hader in the closer spot, man.
Dear Lord and Heavenly Father,
you want Jacob Barnes closing out the games?
Please give Josh Hader the attitude to close better.
Please have Alex Wilson close out games.
He can't close. He can't even pitch.
Oh, he's terrible. He's the eighth inning guy. Right now, Alex Wilson's the eighth inning guy, and I don't know. I don't want him even.
Please
pitching
bless,
batting practice.
Bless Rick and all of his estranged family. Yeah.
No, but the other thing is the starting pitching.
Please give us a starting pitcher, Lord, our Savior.
Yeah, they took me down. Woodworth always has one bad inning. Before that, Burns was having a bad inning. And now, Woodworth has a bad inning, and he settles down.
Well, you know what's happened, too? Those guys all last year had career years, like Aguilar. I mean, everybody had a career year. Is that happening?
Now they're coming back down to earth. Who they really are.
We got to say amen here. In the name of the Father, the Lord, the Holy Spirit, amen. All right, Rick?
Well, now you're picking on me.
No, I'm not.
No.
Okay, but I'm just trying to...
Rick.
Josh Hader's an eighth inning guy.
I'm trying to bond with you through the power of religion.
Okay. No, it's not religion. I don't have religion. It's spiritual.
Okay.
I don't believe in religion.
All right. Hitter in baseball that wants to face Josh Hader in the ninth inning, Rick.
Rick, we'll talk to you later. We're going to talk to Ross Tucker, some NFL draft next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.